Welcome back to His Time. It is Thursday, April 10th. I'm your host, Andy Bates, and it is time to check in with our special guest, Linda Lorenz. She's curator at Saxon Lutheran Memorial. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, it is wonderful down here. We've got some nice bright sunshine and some very nice green pastures and fields, so it's looking wonderful.
Well, very good. You've certainly received enough precipitation for everything to green up this year, right?
That is true, and it is really a bright green. It's amazing. I guess maybe it's just we've had so much cold winter that it looks even greener.
I know. We were out driving this weekend, and there's still plenty of brown around, but you can certainly see, yes, that bright green that's just popping up amidst all the dormant and dead stuff from winter.
Yes, and it's a very welcome sight.
Absolutely. Well, tell us, what's going on at Saxon Lutheran Memorial these days?
Well, we have our first event coming up, major event, I should say, coming up at the end of this month. It's our spring scenic tour drive craft and plant sale, and it's perfect timing for all the colors and such, because with our plant sale, we have a couple of vendors who bring in vegetable and flower plants, and like bedding plants that they can grow, and some herbs as well. And so that kind of helps get people kicked off into getting their hands in the dirt and really being able to enjoy the outdoors more. But our event is actually, we are part of a bigger event. The Scenic Tour Drive stretches out between Perry and Cape and a little bit of Bollinger County, which are both just south of us. And we're one of the stops on a driving tour, as you will. Every place that participates in this event has maps. And the whole gist of the event is so people can find out what's in their backyard, if they're local, or it's a great way to plan like a day trip from further areas such as St. Louis. So by coming down and starting with the Saxon Memorial, you can pick up a map and find out other fun places, interesting places, historic, or just little quaint shopping places and eateries around the area, so that you can kind of, you know, make notes on the map or on the brochure and say, oh, that was a great place. I'd like to go back there. I'd like to be able to spend more time there. So a lot of people are driving around. Some go to a specific place, and that's where they want to go, and that's where they stay. And so it's a larger event, but what we do as our part of it is we have, we feature the oven, and so we do a lot of baking of bread and coffee cake. And last year we started offering brick oven pizza, and that has gone over very, very well. So we'll have food and drink here as a stop along the way if people are driving the route. Along with that, we'll have some demonstrations. Just a handful of them. We kind of want to just whet their appetite a little bit, give them something to think about as they pass through or spend the day and enjoy some of the things that we have here. So we'll have a handful of demonstrations going on. And then we've invited crafters to come. And so we'll have some of our very well-known crafters who participate also in the Fall Festival. So if you've come and you enjoy the things that they offer, then you'll find some of those items also that you can purchase. You know, there's a lot of activity, a lot of holidays, and a lot of events that happen in the spring and summer, so gift buying would be a good thing to keep in mind when you come through.
Absolutely. So there's a lot going on then with this scenic tour drive. Just the various places that you can go check out, but all of the things that are going on right there at Saxon Lutheran Memorial will be sound like a lot of fun too.
Well, we hope so. We think it is. and it is our only two-day festival. Mm-hmm. So it does go Saturday from 9 to 5, and then on Sunday from noon to 4. We try to, not going to say that we'll have it for sure, because I don't want anybody to come thinking, oh, but you said we're going to have a horse and buggy ride. So that's very weather permitting. So as that gets closer, there's the possibility, if weather allows, that we have tried to have the horse and buggy rides in the past, and it's worked very nicely, but we just kind of have to wait for that. So that's, you know, we do some fun things like that also.
Well, that sounds like fun. Now, when is the scenic tour drive coming up?
It is the last weekend in April. It's Saturday and Sunday, April 26th and 27th.
So just 2 weeks away almost.
Yes,
and
yeah.
So if you're listening today and thinking that would be something fun to do right after Easter, about a week after Easter, that would be, and you live not too far away, not just St. Louis, but other surrounding areas, Southern Illinois, maybe even Kentucky and Southern Missouri, maybe Arkansas, drive up and check it out.
For even a 2-hour drive to get here to any point along the route would put you in areas that would give you, like I said, a lot to look forward to and things that give you ideas of places to go. I mean, there's bed and breakfast in the area if you like those kinds of stays. I know the bed and breakfast in Far, it will be having a plant sale as well. Our Lutheran school, there are a lot of plants. People are just anxious to get out and do some, and get some color planted in their yard. Our local Lutheran school, grade school, United in Christ Lutheran School, will be having a plant sale as well. So if you miss one place, I'm sure you can pick some up along the way. North of us, just a few miles, is Brazos, and they have they do outdoor kettle. One day they'll have ham hock and beans in the kettle, and one day they'll have beef stew, and they do a fun little thing called an apron auction. So lots of fun activities. I know there's an antique store in Uniontown that will be having some special events. So like I said, little gift areas that you can shop in, food places that you can pick up, get a good taste of the local foods in the area, and just meet a whole bunch of really fun and nice people.
Now, with the plant sale, what are some of your favorite plants to get at the plant sale?
We actually wait until then to get our tomatoes and our peppers from the one vendor, and then I personally just love any kind of flowers. I get a lot of my flowers from there, but we have a couple of people who have greenhouses, and they have some really good tomatoes, so we'd like to get our tomatoes there. And we've actually the last couple of years had people come specifically to get their plants to the site here. So pick up your tomatoes, pick up your flowers, grab a slice of pizza, and watch the Schnitzelbank and grind some corn, and and you'll be good to go for the rest of the day.
Wow, so you have a Schnitzelbank there.
Yes, that's one of the things that will be demonstrated, and our blacksmith will be on site as well, so he'll be hammering away at his forge. And if he's able to, a lot of times he also brings a log in to show the process of hand hewing a log, which was very important as part of our site, because it will be before you ever get to the point of being able to stack the logs to build your cabin. Hewing was the process that was done to take off the bark and to square it up so that they could build their cabins. And it's quite a laborious job. But it's amazing how quickly the ground becomes covered with those chips. And I know at one point in time, I want to say it was in the Zion on the Mississippi, they mentioned how the ground was just covered with the wood chips everywhere. But when you take into consideration how many cabins were built and that it takes around 50 logs per cabin to be built, you can imagine how quickly that many, how much that builds up. So it's neat to see it actually happen, and to see, and then you can kind of put that in your mind as to what they went through.
But it is rather laborious, as you said. Now, do you also make split rail fences as well? Similar process?
We do, not on that day. We do that at our fall festival. And so, like I said, we're basically trying to give people just a taste of what we have here. And then we'll be passing out information that day about our fall festival so they can come back and see more.
Now, you mentioned the Schnitzelbank. I have to ask, when demonstrating the Schnitzelbank, do you sing the Schnitzelbank song?
Again, not on that day.
gotta come back in the fall.
Come back in the fall, but that is the center focal point of the song, so they can try it out and then come see what it's all about.
If you haven't sung the Schnitzelbank song, just Google Schnitzelbank. You'll find it.
And it's a pretty fun song. And I think we take it one step further here at the Fall Festival, because it becomes a skit of sorts, and so if that's just enough to whet your appetite and to make you curious. But at least come see how it's done. And it is actually a working tool. It's something that they use to carve and shape or shave, as it translates, tool handles, chair legs and table legs and things like that. So it is an actual working tool. And if you're here and would like to try it, we'll let you see what it's like to actually use it as well.
Very good. Very good. Well, the Scenic Tour Drive in Southeast Missouri is coming up on April 20. What were the dates again?
26 and 27, Saturday and Sunday.
So at the end of April, right after Easter, you can check it out. And lots of fun things going on at Saxon Lutheran Memorial that day, or those 2 days as well. The plant sale, baking, pizza. And some demonstrations, just enough to give you an idea of what they do there. And so you'll come back in the fall and check out more, right?
Absolutely. And we'll be there with tour guides as well, so that if people want to walk around and take a tour, a guided tour, there will be somebody here that can do that. They're welcome to walk around on their own and with a tour guide, a printed guide, and take their own tour. So all the buildings will be open as well, so that they can take a look inside and see how things were then.
Wonderful. And to find it, you're located not too far from Interstate 55. Take the Brewer exit, correct?
That is correct. That would be the most direct way.
Very good. We've been talking with Linda Lorenz. She's the curator at Saxon Lutheran Memorial. Linda, thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time.
I appreciate it. Thanks for calling and asking.
Very good. Very good. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to join together to study the Daily Lectionary with Pastor Elisha Lietzau from Faith in Christ Lutheran Church in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Listeners, stick around for that, as it will be a good study this morning. More His Time after this break, right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.